Jody Stahl?
Here.
Sally Spencer?
Here.
Brad Hughes?
Aye.
Brad Daniels?
Aye.
Nick Plummer?
Here.
Shane Keys?
Aye.
Brandon Williams?
Here.
Mona Cope?
Aye.
Melanie Smith?
Aye.
Davey Wilson?
Aye.
David Clark?
Aye.
Joanna Jasper?
Aye.
Tony Mullen?
Aye.
Shane Keys? You already said aye?
I did.
Okay.
Can you say it again?
No, it's okay.
He gets two votes.
Okay, so at this time, we need to appoint a temporary chairperson or a chairperson.
I nominate Brandon Williams.
He's done so good in the past, Brandon.
Next year.
Okay, at this time, we'll call the meeting to order. And we will elect a chairperson.
Yeah, that's how you've done it in the past.
Okay, yeah.
So we need a nomination for
We need a nomination for a chairperson. Anybody want to nominate?
I nominate Brandon Williams.
Brandon Williams been nominated.
I second.
There's a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Brandon Williams?
Nay.
You've been elected as the chairperson of the meeting.
Okay.
So at this time, I will turn it all over to Brandon.
Do we have the minutes from the previous meeting?
I've got them right here for sure.
Has everybody had a chance to look over these? Mm-hmm. I would entertain a motion to accept and enter the record the minutes from the Salary Commission from November 27, 2023.
Make that motion.
Have a motion. Have a second.
I'll second it.
Have a second. All in favor? Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Roll call.
Yes. Do you want to call it?
Please.
Why do you have the names?
Yes, you can. Hi.
Jody?
Aye.
Stephanie?
Aye.
Mr. Hughes?
Aye.
Mr. Daniels? Sorry, aye. I didn't mean to switch over. Ms. Stahl and Ms. Spencer are both aye. Mr. Hughes?
Aye.
Mr. Daniels?
Aye.
Mr. Plummer?
Aye.
Myself, aye. Mr. Keys?
Aye.
Ms. Cope?
Aye.
Ms. Smith?
Aye.
Mr. Wilson?
Aye.
Mr. Clark?
Aye.
Ms. Jasper?
Aye.
And Mr. Hall?
Aye.
Typically, we have a financial statement kind of presented. Mr. Clark, do you have, in the past we've had that, do you have that by chance? Or do you want to just do it quick?
I do not have a financial statement. For
do you want to present just our current status for the county?
Not bringing any documentation, but.
Well, we've had recent discussions and recent, I don't think we need exact numbers. I think we just need an overall health of the county, what you've seen, just for continuity.
Mm-hmm. Are we running positive?
So I know that we are, I think we're about $7 million up in both GCR and Road and Bridge. I'm trying to remember, the sewer was up, law enforcement is up. So I mean, to answer your question, yes, we have
a balance. As a what was presented from the independent auditors, KPM, we are at, we're up 7%, where we are 123% financially secured, where we can go 14 months without any revenue coming in. Which normally counties want to be at 30% or higher. So financially, our county is doing very, is in a good place.
We make sure we continue to make those same decisions on how we got to this point. But yeah, so.
Correct. And we've already made some adjustments with certain adjustments that are going to be happening, including the minimum wage next year starting at $15 an hour.
Okay.
and the COLA going to be affecting that each year. So even though that's happening, we have already been financially prepared for that possibility happening. So still with that and the expenses and things in our county, we are at this moment financially in a good position.
Do they have any questions on that? Again, previously then we started discussing just the setting of the discussion of COLA and discussion of salary adjustments in general. Typically in the past, so I'm trying to remember how many years now, we did an increase 12 years ago, I believe. Since then, we've done the COLAs. And so I'm assuming, unless anybody says any different, we're not planning on raising the
base.
The base by a percentage. Is that everybody's desire and wishes, is to not raise the base? Is everybody's wishes to continue on with how we've done in the past, the recent past, as far as with COLA?
Yes, we do.
So does anybody have any ideas, discussion, thoughts? So just, Davey, I know you're new. The way that this typically works is by statute, the salary commission can give the Tane County Commission the ability, the authority to increase or to set the COLA at the beginning of or the end of every year for the next year. So that's kind of the process that we're in. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
In the past, we have done limits. Those have hindered us from keeping up with the consumer price index, I believe, one time, maybe two times.
Mm-hmm.
We were able to give the employees the true consumer price index amount rate, but we weren't able to give the elected officials that same because we had a cap on ours.
And that cap was set at 5%, and I think it was 1 year it was at 8%.
Yeah, at 8.7, I believe.
8.7, yeah.
Something like that. Again, that was a few years ago. So,
it was 23.
So that's kind of how we got to where we're at.
Okay.
Anyway, so I don't know. Again, discussion on that, what your guys' thoughts are.
How are you going to do keeping it back
here? Keeping it with a gap?
No.
Just allowing the commission to set the COLA?
Okay, so statutory, that's what we have the authority to do with this meeting, to give the commission the authority to do that.
Right. I feel like that's fair also.
Right. And I believe that there doesn't need to be any raises to the amount at all, just the COLA.
To the base. Yeah, we've already established that, right? Okay.
We're still above, like what we said, values and all that stuff. Anybody put numbers in that?
I kind of did a Google, okay. And we're not the lowest, and we're not the highest, so we're medium.
But ours is like based on a percentage of the assessed value.
Yeah, the assessed valuation.
Can we catch back up to that? I mean, no.
I'm not sure. I'm 20,
we're
24.
Still above.
Yeah.
And 1 year was different than the prior 2 years because of how the interaction went with those COLAs. But I think it all should be pretty well. I think we fixed all those issues a lot ago.
Yeah.
Again, I'm trying to remember what was here for that. I think that was just me and you. No, was that all?
Yeah.
How does that make us feel?
Wow.
We're going to start calling this Randy.
Experienced.
Seasoned. Okay, so I entertain a motion. I mean, again, you guys will discuss details, specifics. I think we're all on the same page as far as doing a COLA, giving the authority to the commission to be able to give a COLA. Does anybody have thoughts on...
That's giving a COLA with no cap.
That's what I'm trying to figure out, what you guys want to do.
I think that's all we're going to do. I just want to make sure what everybody's feeling.
Yeah. What are your guys' thoughts on going doing that 26 through 30, or previously had us at 27 to 28. Do you want to back up and do 26 through 30, kind of recover that and move forward?
Sure, can we do
that's,
that?
If that's the desire of the salary commission, then I'll entertain a motion.
That makes sense.
Because I know in 21 we did 4 years ahead or 5 years ahead or something. I'm willing to entertain a motion as to what the desire of the salary commission is.
I make a motion for the salary commission to allow the county commission to set the COLA up for the year 26 through 30. I stumbled through.
That's all right.
So the intent of your motion.
Do we need to specify that there's no cap or
right. So the motion we have is, can you read?
Yeah, so that. You want to restate that, kind of the way that Mr. Wilson said that was that the, make a motion to allow the salary commission to allow the county commission to set the COLA for 2026 through 2030.
Yes.
So that was your, that was my intention. Intention.
Yeah. I'll second that.
So we have a motion and second. Any discussion? Do you want me to go random on the list so that nobody's counting votes?
I think one of the first motions that needs to be made is not based on the COLA, but also that we are in favor of not adjusting or increasing. And I'm surprised that I thought I read that somewhere, that there was first a motion to not increase the base.
Well, I think we can handle that, yes. I think we can handle that after. So does it need to be
separate? Does it need to be separate?
One? Yeah.
Okay. I think it needs to be done separate. So again, previously we've done it separate.
So since we have a motion, we're going to do a roll call. If there's no discussion, I guess.
I don't think there's any discussion. Is that okay with you, Dave?
I mean,
to do it next.
The concept is you're having a commission to allowing the commission to set a COLA, which is already predetermined. I mean, you guys do set the COLA, but you're not basing it off of what you're setting the COLA to. That's why you need to make a motion that we're not increasing the base, but allowing that.
You're given the authority for the commission to set a COLA. The commission may decide not to give any COLA. They decide to give, you know. I understand what you're saying. I don't think that is necessarily. I don't think they're tied together. And we've already kind of gone through and have verbally said, hey, we don't plan on doing any increases. So I think we need to take care of that motion. Mm-hmm. But I don't know that it needs to be done prior to this motion. It's already on the floor. Is that okay with you, though? Is there an objection to go ahead and continue on with this motion?
I mean, I'm fine. Okay. Going ahead. I mean, the motion's on the floor.
Okay.
Does it need to be based on the CPI, or do we need to?
There's. It never has.
Okay.
Okay. So is everybody clear with the motion? Ms. Stahl?
Aye.
Ms. Spencer?
Aye.
Mr. Hughes?
Aye.
Mr. Daniels?
Aye.
Mr. Plummer?
Aye.
Myself?
Aye.
Mr. Keyes?
Aye.
Ms. Cope?
Aye.
Ms. Smith?
Aye.
Mr. Wilson?
Aye.
Mr. Clark?
Aye.
Ms. Jasper?
Aye.
And Mr. Moore?
Aye.
Mr. Clark, would you like to make the motion saying no increase for elected officials based off the base?
I would make a motion to continue with no increase for elected officials other than what has, other than allowing a COLA adjustment.
Again.